Welcome to the Closing the Gap podcast series, brought to you by Brandtalk and CMO Magazine.
Hi, I'm Pip Stocks, and I'm your host for Closing the Gap, an 11-part series about how marketers can close the gap between what consumers want and what business is delivering.
The digital transformation is upon us, yet 74% of senior executives around the world state their understanding of the customer experience as incomplete. This series gives marketers practical ways to build that knowledge.
So my first guest for chapter one is Mark Cameron. He's the CEO of Working 3, a strategic digital consultancy. Hi Mark, thanks for being here. I've got a few questions for you, but I just want to reinforce that this is an 11-part podcast series. And the idea is to really help marketers deal with the digital transformation and the world that we live in today. So my first question, you've written a lot about the digital transformation and recently said that now it's a matter of business survival rather than luxury, that businesses actually adopt and really take on board the whole digital transformation world. What do you mean by that?
What do I mean by that? It's a good question. I think really what I mean by that is I think right now we're living in a stage where the term digital has somehow become separated from things like customer and marketing and so on. And it's really right now where people are starting to define what it actually means. So really what's going on now is you know, there's digital departments, there are, and within marketing teams, there are, you know, digital departments, there are, you know, digital specialists, particularly around different channels like, you know, social media and email marketing, for example. But the truth is, digital is everywhere. It's prevalent through the entire customer journey. Even when you start thinking about instant response within, say, you know, print media or TV, digital is really starting to be what is actually driving a lot of decision making. A lot of our clients are starting to think through how are they using digital techniques, in particular data analysis and customer data analysis to drive new ways of thinking about segmentation, and critically thinking through how they are rethinking their investment strategy and finding the inefficiencies that currently exist in the way that they're structured. Beyond that, it's really coming down to the customer. You know, the customer's habits are changing, and because of that, businesses are starting to have to change to respond.
Mm. We've seen the customer experience map become, you know, quite chaotic, actually. Mm. And, you know, it's gone from a very linear approach to buying a product to something that, you know, is very scary. In fact, I think Accenture did a study that said 74% of senior executives around the world feel like they don't understand the customer experience. Do you think that's the biggest impact of the digital transformation?
Yeah, I mean, one thing that we're hearing on a constant basis from a lot of the customers that we deal with is there's a lot of talk around digital, around customer. People understand intrinsically that reshaping the business around customer is valuable, but just how to do that is really, really difficult. It's a big reason. I mean, a big part of that is actually building a solid business case that a board can get behind. In the end, board understands that, you know, keeping customers happy is important. That cutting out cost wherever possible is important, and making sure that they're spending on the right things is important. But just how to do that, particularly within the framework of this whole new world, which is digital, which by default is non-linear, it's complicated, it's full of a lot of new terms and a lot of new tools and techniques, and dealing with people with skill sets that they've never seen before. So thinking through how you build a very, very simple business case around that and making sure that that ties in all those elements into it is absolutely critical for success.
You were telling me before about a client of yours that was worried about things not being implemented, and you talked about needing them to restructure their business. Are you seeing businesses actually adapt internally as well as understanding the customer map?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the customer map, it's really interesting, the the progress that we're seeing is that quite often businesses, for one reason or another, either they're because of competition or because of somebody like a CEO or a board level saying we need to start thinking around customer centricity, they start with understanding the customer. So that's the customer experience map, doing all the research around their customer and really diving into it. Then they go, okay, what do we have to do about that? And that's when the digital tools, the techniques, the developing a data strategy come into place, and critically, designing up the financial models or the frameworks around that. The next critical step from that is once that's in place is what are the capabilities, what are we missing?
Mm-hmm.
And frequently what's happening is it becomes very clear that the model that they have in place now is simply not going to exist or be able to deliver the value that it should do in the years that will follow after this kind of strategy is executed.
One of the things that does surprise us is that I think there was another study that talked about how marketers are not actually prepared for this. As you say, I don't know whether it's they're frightened by this new world or whether in fact they don't have the skills to do it. And apparently only 30% of marketers feel ready for the digital transformation, which I think for us, when we're kind of living this so much, because we're so in touch with the consumer, it surprises us because we really feel like we're actually in the middle of it. We're not at the beginning of this journey. We feel like we're right in the middle of it. What skill sets do you think marketers are going to have to move forward?
Depends where they sit, but coming back to the financial modelling aspect of it, one of the most important things that marketers are going to have to do is work out how they can value customer engagement and customer data and build and say this is how it's going to be an asset for our business. Once that's done and it's thought through and tested across the business in a big way, then kind of all the other elements that fit underneath that become quite obvious. I mean, the skills that are clearly critical are going to be data analysis, the term now is obviously, data scientist or big data analysis, but that kind of person who can look at information, not just see what it's telling them, but make the logical leap and say, what's the story behind it?
Yeah.
What is this telling us about the customer? And use that to then drive creative outputs or creative direction. And then we have technical skills that sit underneath that, people who really deeply understand how some of the different pieces of technology fit together. And that's probably more important than thinking about individual pieces of software or individual channels, but who's the person who can tie everything together and join the dots and generate and create value? So we understand what we need. How do we actually make that come into existence? Is really, really difficult, and it's getting that technology stack right and getting the operational elements around it right are very, very, very critical right now.
The other thing too, I think, is the implication of that data as well. So for example, I told a story at a keynote recently about I went online to investigate chairs for the office, and the company that I went on to first sent me an email at 6 p.m. and I searched around at 10 a.m. saying that someone will be in contact with you in the next 48 hours. I mean, the ability to take that information and actually understand what it means. And for me, it's all about real-time reaction.
Look, I mean, I think that's the area that where brands are going to be really excelling or suffering. It's the area where it's actually a really true reflection of the brand. I mean, where data is right now, the way people are thinking about it is, let's collect lots of data, let's analyze it, and let's use it to send out messages in many, many ways. That, unfortunately, that mindset is putting us into a state of just creating smarter and smarter spam. The brands that are going to really, really excel in the future are going to be the brands that say, what is this information telling us about our customer, and how do we develop a whole new line of services around that? So how do we, in your example, online, how do we design tools that make people feel like somebody's holding their hand through the process? How do we put the human element back into it? How do we, Nike is a really good example of a brand that said, what is our brand about? It's not about selling shoes or selling clothing. It's about performance. Can we help our customers track and improve their performance? Well, we can if we generate the right kind of information. Hence, they created the Nike Plus platform, and hence they created a really sticky ecosystem around it, which is data driven.
Yeah.
They didn't go to that point of saying, let's collect and send lots of messages out. They said, let's use data to really, really express our brand.
Yeah, yeah. A lot about the importance of keeping the consumer at the heart of the business, and you know, we believe the same thing, which is great, Mark. I mean, shouldn't brands always be keeping the consumer at the heart of the business? Like, mm-hmm. kind of what has changed? Why has the digital transformation made this even more important?
You're absolutely right. I mean, brands should always be keeping the consumer at the heart of the business. The issue is, what's happened recently has been media fragmentation, essentially. Mm. So reaching a consumer and reaching them in a meaningful way has become much, much more difficult than it ever has been.
Mm.
So in the past, organisations could grow and grow and grow and grow around some really simple, reasonably simple ways of thinking about the consumer and reasonably simple ways of thinking about segmentation. That's no longer the case.
Mm.
So where we are now is that there's been the prevalence of data driven marketing. There's been the GFC, which has really forced a lot of businesses to start thinking about what are we actually doing. You know, when pain hits, basically people have to start doing something about it.
Yeah.
And all of those things combined together has really driven a whole new way of thinking about, you know, customer centricity, I suppose, or whatever else it may be. But people understand now that we can take the opportunity now to change and really perform better than our competition, or we'll suffer. Mm. And I suppose that's really what's going on.
I think that's part of the reason why we came up with the 7 steps, I think, to for marketers to not be so scared about the digital transformation. So, you know, the things we're going to talk about in this series are the importance of building a consumer practice, which we're calling it a practice because we want it to be embedded in the business. We talk about plotting the customer's wanderings, so the idea that it's not a customer experience map anymore, but it is this disparate kind of chaotic wanderings. We talk about ensuring that there's an intuitive bond, because you need a brand like Nike has done so well, is becoming an intuitive choice or a habitual choice. We talk a lot about story doing, not just storytelling. So yes, have a great story, but also prove that through some, you know, authentic means. We'll also talk about in this series the importance of an iterative collaboration, so co-creation. We also think the other thing we'll talk about in this series is consumer dislocation. So, you know, the idea that you can grow your brand by disrupting other people's habits. And then finally, and one of our favourite phrases, is what we call marketing a bling. Finding ways to measure your return on investment and actually getting marketers at the top table, because that seems to be one of these things that's just still not happening. So through these series, we'll talk about those 7 things, and we're going to talk to some marketers through that process. But what do you think would be the number one thing that you would recommend?
That last point, having marketers a voice at the top table, I think is absolutely critical. It's because so much of the business environment now has become completely commoditized. Where are businesses going to be able to compete? It's all around the experience of their brand and how that brand really starts to resonate. You know, price has become pretty much a non-event. And if you start competing on price, it's a downward spiral. If you're competing just purely on product, well, yeah, I mean, lots of people can copy a product or do things very, very similar. It has to be around the brand. So that means really understanding your customer, really understanding where it is you're directing the experience of your brand, and how that's really going to impact the whole of the business. The other point is, I mean, if you think about market, I mean, it might be marketing, but it could be broader than just marketing have a seat at the table, because all the information that's being generated by that activity is telling you really where your your customers are going, what they want, and that should be impacting on product design. It should be impacting on many, many different aspects of the actual business itself,
yeah,
as opposed to just that one channel of around positioning the business, I suppose.
It, picking up on your cheap point, or you know, interesting point, we've recently said to clients, you've got to be cheap or be interesting. You can't do anything in between.
Exactly right.
You know, you either got to be really cheap and be that, you be, that's your proposition, or actually develop your story and be interesting and do it from something authentic. Mark, which companies do you think actually do a good job in this new world, if any?
Well, I mentioned Nike before, but other than that, there are a lot of businesses doing bits and pieces really, really well. Very few brands that are doing an exceptional job. The reason behind it is, I think, probably the fear factor that we talked about, because a lot of brands are looking for what's best practice out in the market without realising that they have to create best practice for their customer base. Best practice for one business is not going to necessarily suit their business. And the other point is, I think there is a real maturity needed in the way that they think about digital, which is, it's not just around another way of sending out messages. Digital have to be thought about as, what is the service that we're creating that goes along with our product?
Yeah.
And if you can get that bit right, you can really be outstanding in the market. And that's where some brands are doing things very, very, very well. As I said, Nike is a fantastic example, but you get a lot of the other software vendors, so software as a service vendors, who are scaling up quickly. And they do that kind of stuff very, very, very well.
And we've seen in retail that, you know, there's some companies that have produced apps that may be a certain part of the customer journey that seem to be capturing, people's needs. Like, you know, Macy's are doing that thing where you can take a photo of an outfit you like and they'll track it for you and, you know, you can buy it straight away. I mean, as you say, there's bits and pieces being done, but it doesn't seem that anyone's really embraced this as a proper customer experience.
Exactly right. What's going on is there's experimentation in pockets, but nobody's really sort of saying, how does this all tie together? What is our customer platform? What does that look like?
Yeah.
That's the jump, you know, when we talk about Nike and the Nike Plus, that's the jump that they made that is absolutely exceptional in the market, of saying, our brand does not stand for, it stands for performance, not selling things. How do we build a platform around performance and helping our customers, our consumers, perform better? That's the jump that really led the market.
Yeah.
And now there's obviously fitness trackers and all those things that become a term, but every brand has the ability to be able to say, what does our brand really stand for, and how do we use the data that we've got about our customers, or how do we create new information to be able to help our customers live that brand or become something exceptional in the market.
Mm. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, no problem at all.
So I just wanted to thank Mark and thank everyone who's listening. Next week, we're going to talk to Stephen Loftus, who's the CMO of a very iconic English brand called Brompton Bikes. And we'll start discussing the changes in consumer behaviour. And then the second half of the series is going to be talking about those seven things that we think marketers can do to start to close the gap.